Mini episode 158 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs consulting and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 158 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our 2012 Fantasy Football Overview, which is serialized from our Fantasy Football Draftology 2012 guide, available as a free download at FantasyDraftHelp.com. While we have a distinct framework for our advice at FantasyDraftHelp.com that is consistent from year to year, some of our advice each year must be calibrated to the specific circumstances of the league's landscape heading into the season. 2011 was a year of profound change in fantasy football. In a minute, we interpret what this means for 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods. I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic.
Wait a minute! I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Okay, here's our four main areas of overview for the 2012 fantasy football season. Point one, 2011 was a year of unprecedented aerial magnitude in the NFL, which begs the question of how 2012, the first season since 2010 to be undisturbed by the shadow of the lockout, will proceed. Offenses were far ahead of defenses in 2011, and with the league's cycle of invention and readjustment, it is fair to believe that the league's passing numbers will recede a bit this season. There were 10 QBs over 4,000 yards last year, and our guess would be that there will be no more than 5 to 6 of them this year. Of those who made it in 2011, Ben Roethlisberger and Cam Newton just made it over 4,000 yards, so they wouldn't have to recede much to miss it. And while Drew Brees led the league in passing last year, he returns to complete chaos and a weakened offensive line this year, so he is another prime target to fall short of 4,000. Point two, the combination of our experts draft board and overvalued, undervalued lists for 2012 reveals a horrific overreaction among our peers in the fantasy industry this year. RG3 is hugely overvalued. Quite embarrassingly, one leading magazine has him as high as 8th, while Andrew Luck is somewhat as well. The success of Cam Newton in 2011, and to a lesser fantasy extent, that of Andy Dalton, should not be considered any kind of precedent for fantasy quarterbacks, who are notoriously mediocre fantasy performers, even those who go on to have great careers, in their rookie years. Point three. Both the running back and wide receiver positions are a bit deeper in terms of starters than in 2011, and with equal depth at QB, that means that you have to secure a top performer in one more round than last year if you want to make a deep run in your league. Point four, tight end is marginally deeper in 2011, but the major difference is in the top-heavy nature of the position, where Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham lord over the other top performers. Aside from Megatron, you can't name a top wideout that significantly outproduced them in 2011. Which is just about unprecedented for one tight end, let alone two. The gap between them and the other top performers at the position should narrow, but the baseline from which they all start reveals a difference so vast that they should still be regarded as much more valuable this year. And while this next statement will be controversial in this industry, the two do have first-round value in standard 12-team drafts this year. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2012, at fantasydrafthelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.